Hi, it's me, Dame Judi Dench. I'm kidding, it's Ellen. Isn't it weird how much we sound alike, though? Anyway, welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. They have been with me from every single show, from the very beginning, so they know a lot. And if they say anything that I wouldn't like, please tweet me. Happy listening.
On today's episode, Nicki Minaj gets personal about her love life.
Ellen does an impromptu GMA day interview.
My boyfriend Mark Wahlberg talks all about a dump truck.
My girlfriend Anna Kendrick performs a rap.
Welcome to our podcast. This is very exciting. Thanks, Ellen, for that nice introduction.
I'm Mary Conley.
I'm Andy Lassner.
And I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Kevin A. Lehman II.
So, yeah, we're really excited about this podcast. Ellen asked us if we were willing to do it, and we said sure, and asked her how much we'd get paid for it, and she said nothing. And so here we are.
I thought that was a joke when Ellen
said
nothing.
No, we're not getting a penny for this.
Got it.
Anyway, we're very excited about it, and hopefully you'll be listening to us every Tuesday and Thursday, where we're going to give you some of the clips that we really loved from the past week's show, and also give you some behind the scenes of how our show gets made every day. We always like to be highly topical in our premiere, and nobody seemed to be getting more press this summer in the entertainment world than the queen herself, Nicki Minaj, over her album drop, over her Queen Radio. She was trending on Twitter, and we said, any chance we can get Nicki for our premiere? And she showed up.
What I will tell you about Nicki Minaj is that Nicki Minaj does not disappoint.
I'm not sure if this is a easy thing for these guys that to accommodate or not, but you enjoy exercising three times a day. And
well, I would say
that's what you say.
Yes, you know what, it depends. If you have someone that you don't see on a regular basis, it's not like if you're living with the person and you see them every night. But if you see them, you know, like once or twice a week, mm-hmm. then yeah, three times a night. When I see you, three times a night.
Okay.
And if you can hang, goodbye.
Really?
I'm not wasting my time.
When you say three times, is it spread out over the night or just three times right away?
It has to be, well, no more than a half an hour between each thing.
Uh-huh. No more than a half hour. And then I understand you don't enjoy being touched or cuddled afterwards.
I hate cuddling after. I hate every man who likes cuddling. It's like, you know what it is, Ellen? It's like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone. Go away. Go and make me some food or a sandwich or something.
Go make a sandwich.
Go make a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Like, first of all, I know you all are thinking, I can't believe Ellen is talking about this on her show. I always feel so, like, rated R on Ellen. I'm sorry. I try to be nice and, you know, but she pushes. You see, she's doing this. Don't blame me, network.
Yeah. They don't care.
Okay.
They're as curious as I am. But you like cuddling before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like cuddling. I mean, I do end up getting men who like to kiss a lot. And I like kissing a lot, but it's just like, okay.
Get to it? Is that what you mean?
Oh, definitely get to it.
Yeah. So you don't need...
Do your foreplay stuff, do what you have to do, and hurry up. I don't got time for all of that.
I'm just gonna say, as a 51-year-old man, I'm good for exercising about three times a month.
Too much information.
And he likes, okay. And he likes to exercise alone.
I'm just going to say...
Just him and the Swiss ball.
Ew to all of it.
You're just going to say what?
Ew.
Oh, I'm going to say yum.
Nicki does this thing where she spontaneously will hop on Twitter and give money away to help people with their education. And that feels so in our world.
She pays
and
their tuition. She'll pay for their book. She gets on the DMs with them and...
It was so exciting that we wanted to, like, be part of that. We wanted to play that game with Nicki.
Have you ever sent a DM to anybody that and you didn't hear back?
Actually, yes. With the last batch of students, I think his name was with a J. We sent a DM to him, but he never responded. Something with a, I think it was like Jawad or something like that.
Oh, it was Jacob, I think.
Or Jacob,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He didn't respond because he's here.
Oh, really? Yeah. How the heck did you do that?
Yeah. Let's go say hi to Jacob. So where do you go to school?
I go to school at Southern University in Shreveport.
What are you taking?
Doing major in music.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh,
do you sing?
I do sing.
Wow. Well, it feels... I should hear a little something. Uh-oh. Let's hear a little something.
I love you, Ellen and Nikki.
Don't. I'm going to cry. Don't do that. You sound beautiful.
That was beautiful. It was music to my ears. you just heard me say what Walmart is doing, and Walmart wants to help you and give you $50,000.
Oh, my God!
I'm really good.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Cal State Fullerton.
What are you taking?
I'm a nursing student there.
Nursing?
Yes.
All right, and what year are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior?
Yes.
And how much debt do you have right now?
Oh, we've taken out $40,000.
$40,000?
Yes.
It's a lot, but you want to be a nurse.
I do want to be a
nurse. That's a really good
thing.
What kind of nurse?
I want to be a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, ooh,
I'm coming to her.
Yeah.
In 3 years, Ellen.
Oh, in 3 years. All right, so we want to help you as well. Walmart wants to help you with $50,000.
Oh,
no! Oh, Chrissy Draper, come on. No! So you want to be a nurse as well?
No, I want to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yes!
Yes, women! Why would I assume that? What kind of doctor do you want to be?
Neurosurgery.
Wow. Wow! Well, so you're in debt, I assume?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so Walmart wants to help you and give you $50,000.
Just seeing Nikki in our audience with Ellen was so fun. Just like the two of them up in the audience, and Nikki had this bright orange hair, and they're totally surprising these, you know, three young people in the audience who are trying to make their way through college and work at the same time and pay bills and had no idea this was going to happen to them. It's just really cool. First of all, it's cool that Nikki does that. That's not like a huge story that Nikki goes on Twitter and helps people who are in need. You don't, when you think of Nikki, that's not the first thing you think of when you think of Nicki Minaj. It's really cool that she does that, and doing it on our show just like amped it up, and you could tell they're both.
She's the perfect combination of sex and philanthropy. While we were all here this summer working hard to put together the show, Ellen decided to go to Rwanda to see mountain gorillas.
I did take one vacation. It was a lifelong dream of mine, and I went to Rwanda to see the mountain gorillas. If you get a chance to go to Rwanda, I urge you. The country is amazing. The people are amazing. And everyone said, when you see the gorillas, you're going to see, they're going to be very, very close. And they were right. All these gorillas have been around humans for their entire lives, and it's like they knew we were coming. They were just waiting for us, and then they asked for tickets to 12 days.
I'm just going to say, I love Ellen dearly. I have zero interest in getting that close to any type of primate, and I would be frightened. I would be scared, and I just don't think...
In the video, they literally move her out of the way. It's crazy.
Yeah, it made me nervous how close she got to those, but apparently they're very genteel.
Ellen shot her stand-up special in Seattle. The three of you guys were able to go up there and actually see it.
It was unbelievable. It was so fun. The energy in the room was incredible. Ellen was on fire. Her comedy was fantastic. It's going to be a really great
special. We got
special.
To go early on and see her do test sets at a little venue here called Largo.
We saw her do like 10 minutes, didn't we?
So much fun to evolve from 10 minutes to her hour and a half with hilarious Q&A. And here's more about that.
I mentioned that I worked a lot over the summer. What I did was I went back to stand-up. I didn't do stand-up for 15 years, and I decided... I just all of a sudden was like, I miss stand-up. I want to do it. So I made a deal with Netflix, and I was working on stand-up all summer. I taped it in Seattle. I loved it so much. The audiences were great. Seattle was great. Thank you, everybody in San Francisco and San Diego. The special is called Relatable, and it premieres on Netflix December 18th. And so, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg talked to us about how he has a Chevy dealership in Columbus, Ohio. And we got very excited about the notion of that. And we like Mark Wahlberg. We like to help him out. And so Ellen and Mark Wahlberg did a commercial for his dealership, which was really fun for everyone involved.
So you bought a car dealership in Ohio?
Yes, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. What made you want to number one, buy a car dealership, and then why there?
Well, we have a restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio. We're opening in Columbus, Ohio. I love working. I have a lot of business in the Michigan area, the Ohio area, and it was just a great opportunity that we had discovered. My partner, Jay Feldman, is from Michigan. He's one of the biggest car dealers around there. I was a car salesman when I was younger. I was a mechanic in training.
Okay, so, and how long has it been open?
We've been open for a couple of months now.
How's it doing?
It's doing great. We just gotten, I think we're like 197 on the top 250 auto dealerships
All right.
in the country.
Well, let's make it like number one. Let's do
a... That's the goal. I like the way you
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Why do
you
something?
You should be my partner.
Next time you invest in something, let's do it together.
Absolutely.
All right? But here's what I want to do to help you out. We're going to do a car commercial that we wrote, and nice. You'll just say the lines that you see on the camera, and just don't ask any questions, and then we'll do... a car commercial, and then you buy the airtime and stuff. We're not going to do that. And then right. it's we help raise awareness.
I love it.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Here's how good sport Mark Wahlberg was.
Yeah.
We told him he just had to read what was on the prompter, on the teleprompter.
Yeah.
He hadn't really seen the script ahead of time.
Right.
And he was full on in because I think he really likes and enjoys his time with Ellen.
Ready? All right.
I'm ready.
Yeehaw! I'm Ellen DeGeneres.
And I'm Mark Wahlberg.
And we're here to tell you to come on down to Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet, Central Ohio's largest inventory of new Chevys.
Oh, yeah, come on down. That's right. I got a ton of cars for you to test drive, everything from Camaros to Silverados.
Hey, do you sell Zambonis?
Due to the high demand, we are currently sold out of Zambonis.
Well, I'll tell you what he does sell. It's 2018 dump truck. This is not a joke. He actually sells a dump truck.
I sure do. And imagine all the things that you could do with that beauty, Ellen.
You could dump gravel.
Dirt.
Or a mixture of gravel and dirt. And if you buy it now, Mark's going to throw in something for free.
What? We don't give anything for free. Oh, no, I will. That's right. You'll get a copy of Ted 2 or Transformers 4, Blu-ray or DVD.
Your choice. And get this. All of Mark's cars come equipped with a steering wheel and four tires.
Wow. With great deals like that, I don't know how to afford to feed my family. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll give them some free Wahlburgers.
Stop by anytime, and Mark will personally sell you a Chevy. You'll be there, right, Mark?
In spirit, yes.
All right. Tell them where you're located.
3900 Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio.
Just a half mile east of Westland Flea Market.
It's a little closer than that, but come on down to Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. We'll suit you up. Maybe get you one of these hats.
You'll be glad you did.
I like how Ellen starts with yeehaw. I've never been to Ohio. Do they say that there?
Right. Oh, no.
It's Ohio.
I didn't think so.
I don't think so.
But her first word, yeehaw.
I don't know if that was a car dealership thing she was trying to do, or is that an Ohio thing?
No, I think it was a car dealership. I think it was like looking at like an ad from the 1950s of a car dealership.
Let me tell you what happened. What happened was the wardrobe department put Ellen in a cowboy hat. And once Ellen was in a cowboy hat, the yeehaws just came running out of her. Now, Andy, did you enjoy when Mark Wahlberg told his story about how he likes to go in a cryo chamber once a day?
I'm going to be honest with you. When he was telling the story, I did find it fascinating and interesting that someone would take their body temperature that low.
Okay, so we're back with Mark Wahlberg, and who works out a lot, and it's evidence. You just look at you, and you can see that. But I know you do something that's is it a cryo? What is it called?
Oh, the cryo chamber.
Cryo chamber.
You have to try it. Yes.
I want to know. First of all, you didn't have one, so you got in freezing cold water when you were on vacation, right?
Yeah.
So this, how freezing is that water?
It's like 50-something degrees. You'll watch if I go a little further. See, it starts getting really uncomfortable right around that level. It's like 55 degrees, but the cryo chamber is like 150 below zero. You go in for 3 minutes, but you can move around, you can listen to a song. It helps with your recovery, takes all the lactic acid.
I'm sorry, say the temperature again?
It's 150 below in the cryo chamber.
That's
like 55.
That's not true. You cannot be in 150 below temperature.
Well, that's what they're selling me. Yeah, and you can only go in for 3 minutes. You go in, you know, you have a mask on, gloves, socks, a hat. But yeah, you go in for 3 minutes.
So that's all you have? No underwear, no other things?
I have a pair of underwear on. Yes, so, there it is. That's the cryo chamber. That's a real thing.
All right, and so you go in. How do you not get frostbite?
Well, we went in the water. There's one in Columbus, Ohio, which we can get to later, where you actually have to cover your nipples as well because they will start to really freeze and whatever else could happen. But it actually...
What about your stuff?
It just shrivels up a little bit. It's okay. It comes back to normal. But I'm telling you, it is great for recovery, and it just takes all the inflammation out of your body. It helps you sleep good. It's...
Wow.
You should try it.
I'm going to tell you that one of my favorite moments of the week has to be Andy being surprised by Ellen and being forced against his will into a cryo chamber for 3 minutes.
So Mark Wahlberg tells that story. That night, Kevin and Ellen have a conversation, and Kevin and Ellen decide that the next day they're going to surprise Andy and put him in a cryo chamber. Kev, you want to tell us a little bit about how
that...
I mean,
that's why it's still so fun 16 years in. Like, Ellen loves torturing Andy. And when we heard that your body goes to minus 150, she's like, can we get one here? So we drove one up from San Diego, all behind Andy's back. Normally, we're all involved with all the decision making. This all happened behind his back. We wrote a whole fake monologue that she rehearsed, so he had no clue. We got a camera on him. Then the show starts. She comes out, big smile, starts a monologue that Andy's never heard. You see him get instantly worried when we show the clip of Mark Wahlberg talking about the cryo chamber. And the next thing you know, he's talking about his pee-pee on TV.
And since you can't, you know, see it on the podcast, you should probably know he was naked.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. I feel the same way about you. Thanks so much. One of the things I love about this job is that I get to learn new things every single day. For instance, Mark Wahlberg was here yesterday. He is a great actor. He's got an amazing body. Am I right, ladies? He told me about one of the secrets how he keeps fit. It's something called cryotherapy. It's crazy what celebrities do to stay in shape, but I was curious, so I bought one. I wanted to know what cryotherapy feels like, and there's only one way to find out. So, Andy, come here. I just need you to sign something first. All right, I really do, because your assistant was going to sign, but that's not fair. Okay, you're not pregnant, right?
No.
Okay, you don't have any of these things? Severe anemia?
Is this a real machine?
It is. All right, it's going to be so good for you, you're going to thank me. All right.
Okay. It says 185 below.
Well, that's too cold. Just sign there. All right, you're going to go behind there and change, because you have to cover your stuff. All right.
And then yep. How do you go up on the deck after?
Minus 163. I can't wait to hear how this is. I was so curious, and I was like, this is going to be so fun.
Once I got in there, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. But then I realized the timer hadn't started yet. And then once the guy flicked whatever switch he did, I felt the cold. And suddenly my body is getting colder and colder. And I'm also aware that there's an audience watching. And so it's just a lot of panic and fear. It's funny because people always say to me, come on, you had to know that was coming. And it is unbelievable considering the amount of time we all spend together and the amount of work we put into each show that I am completely left in the dark and have no idea that this stuff is coming. And I find it very upsetting that the four of us are supposedly in a trust tree.
Andy, you should know, Mary does care about you. We
Mary
found out there was
care.
A 3-page release that you're supposed to sign for your health and heart or whatever.
Yeah.
And she made sure that we had you sign that on air.
I was a little worried about you.
I know.
I love you.
I
love you. And I was a little worried about
I'm
you.
Frail.
And, well, you are frail. And I did not want it to all go badly.
And people are like, did you feel good? Like, did it help you with your work? I don't work out, so there's no recovery that I need.
Well, here's the thing. Twitch talked about how he does it all the time.
Yeah.
But he does it after a workout. Like, he works out, and then when he's sore and has tired muscles, he does it. And then he has recovery is so much easier. And what I realized, what we needed to do, what we should have done, is we should have gotten you sore first. We should have made you work out.
Oh,
made you work out, gotten you tired, and then see how the recovery.
Do you know that we were originally trying to get Mark Wahlberg to wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go work out with him?
Yeah, that was a pitch where Mark Wahlberg was going to come to your door and wake you up at 3:45 a.m. and take you to a 4 a.m. workout.
Yeah,
I'm glad that didn't happen.
I can't remember why we didn't do it. It was such a great
plan. I think his schedule. Yeah.
That was a good idea we had. Have you had any bad ideas make it all the way to the show? Or in your own personal lives, have you done something not so smart?
That's a good question. that the only thing I've ever done that wasn't smart at this show was accidentally flip a switch in a control room that delayed us for 2 hours.
Right. The only thing?
No, I've done some dumb things.
Yeah, I think he flipped a switch. Wait.
Yeah.
You flipped a switch and the entire studio went dark, went silent. And who was rehearsing at the time?
Alicia Keys. We had Alicia Keys in a dressing room ready to perform. And we had to tell Alicia Keys to just take a minute while Derek Westervelt, our producer, went onto the roof of the building to try to figure out what had happened.
She had already set up all her audio equipment. It was all ready to go. And then
what kind of place puts one switch in a control room that controls everything and shuts
like
down?
Like a TV studio where, yeah.
There was also a plexiglass box covering the button is the part that we're leaving out of the story.
There's so much
more
than just...
It was an accident.
He opened the plexiglass box, which clearly means don't touch this button, and then hit it.
Because you figure maybe it's a button that affects a lot of things, so they have it protected.
So yeah, that was one of my not smart things that I've done.
One of two things happened. Either Andy doesn't know that him hitting that button caused this issue, or Andy didn't want to tell us right away that hitting that button was the thing that powered everything down. So we had to trace back to the fact that there was this button in the room. And I believe it was Ellen.
That's true, yes.
Ellen who was like, wait a minute. Andy, did you hit that button? And Andy was sheepishly said that he might have.
It might have been an accident.
The cover-up is usually the thing that is your downfall.
But that really wasn't smart. But
not smart.
Not
but you know
smart.
What is smart, Andy?
What's smart?
Going to ZipRecruiter.com/Ellen to hire the right person.
The job posting website?
You guessed it. Because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you.
Oh my
Think
gosh,
of all the time you'd save.
That's such a good idea.
Right? ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes. It identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates faster. It's actually how we found Jason Gellis.
Wow, that's amazing.
ZipRecruiter, Harvard grad.
Harvard graduate.
ZipRecruiter.
Funny as can be.
One of our best writers
Perfect fit here.
Super collaborative.
Yep, very collaborative.
Found him on
ZipRecruiter. That's why they're rated number one by employees in the U.S. We love them. They worked for us for Jason.
That's so time-saving for us. I mean, that just makes it so much easier for us in terms of trying to find the right candidates to fill our jobs.
But it feels if we're going to be talking about this, our listeners should benefit from that.
Well, Andy, you're right. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/Ellen. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ellen.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, I just want to say,
yes,
I love Anna Kendrick.
I do too.
Oh my gosh.
I love every time she's here on the show. But she's just, her and Ellen have such a great relationship on the show and off the show. And I think they're just so funny together. So Anna Kendrick's new movie is called A Simple Favor, and she does something that Ellen thought was hilarious. So Ellen comes up with a great idea. And by Ellen coming up with the great idea, it was us. forgetting Anna to do it.
And by us, it was nobody in this room.
She wanted Anna to recreate a moment from the movie here. But first, she told Ellen about the unusual birthday party she threw for herself.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy to see you again. First of all, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
When was it?
It was a couple weeks ago. I didn't do anything.
You did nothing?
No, I did nothing. I specifically did not. I'm one of those people that hates, not birthdays, I'll go to your birthday, but I hate my birthday because I hate attention. no, I don't know why, I actually, you know who's really great about birthdays is all the girls from Pitch Perfect, and they always try and get me to do something with them. And I actually told them, I was like, I'm in Vancouver visiting a friend. Now they know that I wasn't. but yeah, they always want to plan stuff, and I sat at home and I organized my sock drawer and I didn't do anything, and it was amazing.
Really? I mean, did people give you gifts though, even though there was not an event?
No, I'm good.
Really?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
All right.
You know.
That's weird. It seems like you'd want, you know.
I mean, I ordered a cake for myself. I'm not a monster.
I see. All right. So at least you had a cake.
Yeah, I'm not a sociopath.
Good. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk about the movie, because I love the movie.
Oh, good.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's very hard to explain what it is, because it's a mystery, but it's done with such a twist of, on how it, it, it explain it.
It's hard to explain it. It's like I play a mom who's like a mommy blogger, and she meets this woman through her son, and you know she gets close to her, and then that woman disappears, and it's just a really fun movie because there's this mystery that's very real, and the stakes are very high, but it's also like funny and weird, and like it's kind of like sexy, and you laugh a lot, but it's not a comedy.
So I thought if you want to ask me a favor, and then I could ask you a favor. Okay. And so do you have a favor for me first?
Yeah, I have a favor.
Okay.
I want to take over your Twitter.
Take it over?
Yeah, like I want to
like completely. Like,
well, you know, not forever, but like I want to make you post stuff, like whatever I want.
All right, what do you want? Well, let me see. What do you want me to post?
I mean, only if you agree and endorse the sentiment.
Yes, that's why I want to know what it is.
Great. A simple favor is so great, it'll change your life. A simple favor is so amazing, it'll get you laid. It's that kind of movie. And Anna Kendrick is my favorite person.
Laid is L-A-I-D, not L-A-Y-E-D?
Yeah.
All right. And Anna, favorite actress of all time?
Great.
Okay, is that what you said?
I said my favorite person, but if you wanna like limit it to actors, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll say person. I'm gonna ask you a favor.
Oh, okay.
Of all time.
All time.
Okay, I'm gonna tweet this out.
Really?
Here's what I want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Remember when you're in the movie, in the car, and then you have that amazing rap song that you do. I loved it so much.
Okay. Like, okay.
It's so good.
It's so embarrassing. Great. No, great. I was really feeling the rap. I say that you have to have respect for the streets, which is how I try to live my life.
I think
so.
I think just street. I don't
the
think.
The street, you're absolutely right.
You don't say street.
The streets, it's just one street.
Street.
Oh, thanks, guys. Respect the streets. I'm a street regulator, true player hater. Get back down, make your ass a max sprayer hater. Things that we need: money, clothes, weed, indeed, hat, food, booze, essentials, credentials. Hold of the streets, owners who creep, slow when you sleep, hold in the heat, put holes in your jeep. Respect the streets. It's the LILFAME. Yap that fool. Kidnap that fool. You see your man shining? Go and get your diamonds.
She's lovely.
Yep, she's lovely.
This week we got to hear something from Ellen that we never get to hear. Very rarely get to hear. She was interviewed by other people.
So Michael Strahan and Sarah Haynes are starting a brand new show called GMA Day.
So our producer, Alyssa Cote, had the idea that since Ellen can't get to New York to appear on their show, that we would build like a replica of their set. And by replica, I mean cheap imitation. And they could interview Ellen on their show right here on our set.
Hey, we're back with Michael Strahan and Sarah Haynes, the hosts of GMA Day. And, you know, we're ready for you. We're so lucky to have our first guest here today. She's one of the biggest stars in the world.
In the world. Please welcome the one, the only, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's in the world. Wow, that's very nice.
In the world.
Thank you.
We're so happy for you to join us. Thank you for taking the time.
I'm just in New York for a short amount of time, so I thought I want to see the two of you.
Well, you said we could ask anything, so let's get personal.
Before you say anything, I was so nervous coming out here to meet you. I was crying. I was backstage, and your stage person was like, don't do this, because I was so excited. Anyway,
that happens all the time when people meet Sarah.
Yeah, all the time, all the time. So you and Portia just celebrated 10 years together.
10-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. When did you know she was the one? Like, any date stories or funny things that happened?
I knew she was the one when I first met her, and that was 3 years before we got together. But, yeah, no, we kind of, like, we didn't have any crazy date stories. The only crazy date story I have is, like, early on, she thought it would be funny because the first night we met, there was a limousine. That's how long ago it was that we met, 14 years ago, and people were taking limos to events instead of SUVs.
Yeah.
And so she got a limo for a date for us with filled with balloons because I hate balloons. And
that's nice.
The limo couldn't get out of our driveway. It was doing like a, it kept having to turn about 9 times to get out. And then she took me to a long French dinner that was a meal every 20 minutes. You know how slow they are? Yeah. And I was impatient, and so I left before the cake even came.
And you knew she was the one after all that?
All that, yes. I knew that before that.
She had me at balloons.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But I'm just, you took your summer, you didn't take a break this summer. You actually, you went back on the road.
I did.
You filmed a Netflix special.
I did yeah, a Netflix special, and I'm...
But how is that, though? Because you're back on the road. How is it to be back in front of a live audience again?
Work on your break.
They're alive.
No, but you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
Comedy on the stage.
It's definitely a different kind of thing when I'm doing stand-up than I'm doing the show. I mean, I hadn't done stand-up in 15 years, and I was really excited to do it, and I had a lot of fun.
Do you get nervous, though? Because stand-up is petrifying to me. It's like a unique beast. It's what we have nightmares about, standing up in front of people and trying to make them laugh.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous when you go up there?
I don't. I love doing it. It's something, I mean, I did it for like 20 years when I first started, so it's sort of in me, you know? So, no, I don't. Do you get nervous?
Well, I don't try to do that ever. That's
right.
A craft that I will not
near. But she starts hugging and hitting when
she gets
nervous.
I get nervous, I do hug people awkwardly. I just start hugging anyone. Yeah.
We're walking in here, she's hugging strangers. It was weird. Yeah.
Do you get nervous about things?
I don't get nervous anymore. I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah. And I don't know what I do when I'm nervous. Maybe I'm nervous now, I'm talking real fast. But sometimes I get nervous. But I got a question for you, and this is a great question from your show. What do you do? How do you stop a guest who's talking too much?
I just zone out. I just kind of like look past them and then if they're talking too much, I just let them go and then we have to unfortunately edit them, you know, later because I don't want to interrupt them, but we only have certain amount of time in a segment. And there are certain people, you know, Kanye West, who talks a lot. You know, there are people that like to talk and they don't pay attention. Politicians, as you know, they have no idea about time. They just will talk.
Got to get the message out.
Yeah. Throw up some bars in an emergency tone. Sorry, we lost our signal.
Yeah.
You got to go big sometimes.
And by the way, Sarah Haynes, lovely.
Both of them.
My God.
Yeah,
Sarah Haynes is so, like, regular and normal. She's like just a mom and cute and funny.
I can't wait to see their new show. It looks, they're funny together.
Yeah, they have great chemistry.
She is a mom? Awesome.
Yeah, she's a mom of 2 kids, married to an attorney, lives in New York City. She's got a good life there.
How do you know all this, Andy? It's like you're, it's like you're stalking
her. I'm in love with her. Well, thank you for listening to our virgin episode.
Wow.
Is it called a virgin
really?
Episode?
Let's
what
not.
Do you call
no.
it? Maiden. The maiden voyage of this podcast.
Yep.
If you are still listening, if you are among the 3 to 4 people still listening.
Well, our families.
We thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. This is really fun. And here's our promise to you. We'll get better at this.
Yeah. But for today, thank you for joining Andy and Friends.
And if you like
Whoa.
Isn't that what it's called?
I thought we agreed that it wasn't going to be called
I thought it was
that.
Called Andy and Friends.
Look, no. We all know it's
That's
mostly.
That's what I was told.
Andy, we all know it's mostly you. It's okay.
Okay.
It's called Ellen on the Go. It's mostly Andy's podcast. It's okay.
And you can subscribe today on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for even more fun.
Bye-bye.